Well, there are changes that happen. One of the things that people should be aware, for example, is that as the result of political pressure in the United States on the question of the U.S. embargo, Cuba now purchases $400 million a year worth of agricultural products from the United States. It now ranks 25th in the world in the receipt of U.S. agricultural products. Many Minnesota major companies like Archer Daniels Midland, but also small farmers, participate in trade with Cuba. So there actually has been a change. Now, it's not reciprocal. Cuban products, for example, cannot be sold in the United States. But there's already been that change. That was something which happened during the end of the Clinton administration. And in spite of the hostility of the Bush administration toward Cuba, that window of trade with Cuba has remained open. I don't expect, however, in the immediate term that there is going to be any dramatic change in relations with the island, because exactly that, as long as the Cuban communist system remains in place, and there's no reason to believe that it will in any time in the immediate future change, it's not likely that there will be fundamental change in U.S. policy toward Cuba, in part also because Cuba more and more has not needed the United States. Its very close relations with Venezuela, increasing ties with China, have made the United States sort of in some ways less important to Cuba, meaning the likelihood that they would make dramatic concessions to the United States to gain better relations are not likely. A new administration, there's maybe some indication that from a Democratic administration, some of the more hard policies that emerged from Bush in the last 3 years might change, such as on travel. Barack Obama, for example, has made clear that if he were president, he would reverse the severe limitations that now exist on Cuban-American travel toward the island. So a Democratic administration might represent some possible changes, but only from my perspective around the edges.